Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Got a message from our friend Kiki on the text line this week, 51539, and she could really use your advice in this situation. So what would you do? Kiki has a dear friend who's been a friend of hers for a long time, who is now living with her because of the financial situation that this pandemic has put him in. But now there's a situation with him living underneath her roof. Producer Janine got a chance to catch up with Kiki yesterday, and this is what she told us about her situation where she needs your help.
Okay, so I have a friend that's actually kind of the best friend that experienced a recent loss close to him, and this loss was in another state. It's not COVID related, but it's in another state, and the topic is kind of delicate. I guess I have fears for my friend traveling because of the pandemic. I am in the health field, so I'm very aware of what's going on, and I have children, so I have younger children, but I have extensive health issues as well. Even on my job, they don't allow me to be directly with patients anymore because of my extensive health history. Because if I get sick, it will be very bad. But I do the best that I can. I come home, I go straight to the shower, wash my hair. We spray, we disinfect 3 or 4 times a day. And I'm just concerned with him having to travel during the pandemic. And we've talked about it, and I didn't want to seem insensitive, but I'm just concerned, like with my safety. I guess, trying to get him to understand this is a pandemic. If you're on a plane, you're closer than 6 feet to people, and this is a virus that we don't know everything about, and his entire family's in another state up north, and it is pretty bad up there. I did ask him, I said, well, why don't you just see if you guys can, just have like a memoriam. I know they have virtual funerals and things like that, and then after this pandemic is over, you guys get together as a family. And he just kind of blew up. I think this was like a favorite nephew, and he considered him his, his father. And it's just been kind of hard. I'm trying to, help him get through it. But, what do you do?
That's the question. What do you do? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. If you can offer Kiki some advice, if you were in this situation. So on one hand, she has some compromised health issues. She's also working in the medical field and has children to provide for. And she's trying to be a good friend to this person who wants to leave and go to a funeral out of state. What does she do in this situation? She's offered her home. She's taken him in. And we asked a little bit more about that conversation that she had with her friend about it. Here's what Kiki continued to tell us about her story.
When we had a discussion, I said to him, you can't come back. There's that 14-day period. And he suggested a hotel in the beginning, but then he kind of recanted and said, I don't think hotels would even take people right about now. So I'll just sleep in my car 14 days. And that just made things feel worse for me. He said he couldn't stand it if I got sick or something happened. And I appreciate that, but it's just like if he stayed, we wouldn't face this problem, but I don't want to sound selfish. We've been best friends for a long time, but I'm the only one that's, really working. And if I get sick, it could be devastating. So I want to come up with a solution. If he stays, a solution. If he goes, so I'm just trying to do the best that I can as a mom, as a friend, and trying to help this situation at the same time because it's so delicate. And I'm trying not to seem selfish.
I don't think she seems selfish at all. I think she seems smart right now. But what is a solution that we could offer to her and her friend? 51539. Because her friend said, well, okay, I guess I got to sleep in my car for 14 days. And she doesn't want that to happen either. So can we come together in group therapy this morning, friends, and come up with a different solution for her? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. All right, Marco, you heard it straight from Kiki. She feels stuck. What does she do in this situation? What would you do?
She's pretty much making her friend choose between family and health. Like, Kiki can lay out her concerns, but what do we keep saying since this pandemic has started? Family first, family first. So unfortunately for Kiki, it's not her final decision. However, it sounds like since she's the only one, you know, financially supporting this group of her family and her friend, she has some say-so. But in the end, she needs to be prepared for that relationship to be done. Because if she says, if you go to that funeral, you need to get out, I think that's going to ruin the friendship.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. This is a sticky situation. And, you know, everybody has so many emotions wrapped up in this time of pandemic because nobody's ever done this before. We don't know how to navigate this. No, nobody's ever lived through this. So, friends, if you can offer any advice, we would love to hear it. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, and group therapy will continue coming up next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Handling this pandemic is hard, and our friend Kiki reached out to us and said, friends, I'm in a weird situation. She's taken in one of her best friends that she's known for almost her whole life into her home. She is medically fragile. She works in the medical industry and she has kids, and she is the only one right now with an income. Now her friend wants to attend a funeral out of state. It's really important to him to go. She wants to be compassionate for him, but she also has to look out for her family. So she wants to know, in this delicate situation, how would you handle it? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Reach out to us and tell us, if this were you, what would you do? Curtis, what about you?
You know, Jen, I have to agree with Mark. There's no right answer in this situation because either way, she's either going to lose a friend or make for an uncomfortable living situation. But he's going to put her health at risk. If he does go to the funeral, I completely understand his side. That, you know, he feels like he's an uncle to, you know, the loss of this person or what have you. But I would say, you know what? I hope your family has an extra bed because you ain't bringing the Rona back in my house. You just can't.
Especially because Kiki is the main sole provider for her entire family. She just can't risk getting sick. But she wants to be a good friend in the same situation. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. What would you do? Mark, what do you see coming in?
This coming in from the 806. As a nurse myself, you have to be sure they quarantine for 14 days after. And that is not selfish on Kiki's part. She's already giving him a house during this time. And also a text coming in, and this is such a dude answer. Joey from Covington said, buy him a tent and a blow-up mattress. Make him go camping in the backyard for 2 weeks.
Now, that's not a terrible idea.
It's not at all.
That is getting creative right there, Joey. I like that idea. Okay. All right. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. You can join the show. You may get a call back from producer Janine so we can get you on with us. And I think she's got somebody on with us now. Is this Carolyn?
Yes, it is. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks for joining the show this morning. What would you do in Kiki's situation? This friend wants to go to the funeral out of state, but Kiki's the sole provider in her family for her and her kids, so she's really in a tough spot. What would you do?
Let me preface by saying I understand that this is a delicate situation and she's immunely challenged. I heard every word that she said, so I don't want to seem insensitive, but I think she's going to have to let her friend go to the funeral, and they just need to figure out an agreement for his return. I honestly, with this corona, I've really struggled because I understand it's a crisis and it's a high sensitive time, but I myself have kind of had it up to here with the media hype. I mean, it really is 10% sickness and 90% media hype. I feel like some people have a better chance of dying from some other random, like a bee sting or something, than COVID. I mean, it's just, I'm getting a little frustrated. It's no worse than the flu. People are just freaking out because it's new and people tend to fear what they don't understand. So every year, the flu kills tens of thousands of people and doesn't get 1 second of media coverage. This happens every single year. But because it's something new, something we don't understand, something we don't have medication for, it's suddenly this killer that's taking the world out. And I just think it's a bit over exaggerated in the media. And I think people really need to put it back into the proper perspective.
Wow. Okay, not the perspective I thought you were going to bring to the table, but I appreciate it because you know what? I mean, obviously, I'm at home sheltering in place and scrolling through the internet, and I think that a lot of people feel the way that you do, Carolyn, is that there has been more media attention on this than maybe it's deserved. Now, I don't agree with you, but I do appreciate your perspective and your opinion. So thank you for the call, Carolyn. Appreciate you. All right. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Y'all join us for group therapy this morning. Mark, what else do you see coming in?
She can't stop him from going, but she can stop who comes into her home, potentially putting her at risk. Love you, Millie. Well, Millie, we love you too. Thank you for the text. This coming in from the 770. If Kiki works in the healthcare field, then she will know what precautions and what you need to do, especially with gloves and masks. Kiki needs to educate him and let him attend the funeral.
Okay, from the 865, it says, amen to the caller. From the 806, can we tell Carolyn on the phone that the flu kills thousands within a six-month period, not 60,000 in less than 2 months in the U.S.? Well, we'll pass along all of your messages. We can take your texts and copy and paste them and send them all to Kiki. So if you have some heartfelt advice, some harsh advice, or even a harsh opinion about this, share it with us. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. We love y'all. Thanks for joining group therapy this morning.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.